At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Busting Balls. Hey, we look at drafts, we look at prospects, we look at the future. And tonight we're going to look at the Red Wings as they start the 2022-2023 season, focusing in on their younger players. Red Wings obviously made a lot of moves and picked up a lot of veteran talent, but I think the big news that came out this week was the fact that Joe Valeno is going to be in the lineup. He's going to be center in the fourth line. Philippe Zadina, who was the sixth overall pick a few years ago, and a lot of folks, myself included, genuflected quite a bit about Philippe Zadina when he was available at the sixth overall pick, is going to be out. And Elmer Soderbaum has made the team, the big 6'8" kid from Sweden. It was the 159th pick overall in the draft a couple years ago, but played very well in the Swedish Hockey League. And he's going to be in the lineup on a line with Michael Rasmussen and Sundqvist. We're talking about a 6'6 guy with a 6'8 guy and a 6'3 guy. So when they play Montreal, it's going to be a game that's going to be very, very interesting to see how that line is going to do. And they sent Jonathan Bergeron to Grand Rapids. Grand Rapids opens up its season tonight. And Grand Rapids is going to be a far more interesting team to follow this year than they were last year. So there's a lot there in the pipeline for the Red Wings, Evan. Talking to Evan Jenkins, our webmaster, who joins me on this podcast. You know, it's a situation, Red Wings pipeline is doing well. Evan, I know you follow me on Twitter. It's Pacaputo98 on Twitter.
The you king got that right.
KC for you. I don't know if you saw the little GIF I put up there of the first pick in the draft for the Red Wings last year. Marco Kasper scoring the game-winning goal.
I did.
On a block shot and then a feed down the ice from Willem Wallander, who was a second-round pick a couple years ago, playing for Rugla in the Swedish Hockey League, which is where Moritz Seider played. It's one of the top teams there. So a lot of really good things happening in the Red Wings pipeline. They should be better this year because they have David Perron. They got Olli Maatta. They got Sherratt, defenseman, to play with Seider on the first unit. Obviously, Raymond and Seider are back with a year under their belt. And they got Tyler Bertuzzi, Dylan Larkin, and Raymond as a top line. And also, their second line will be really good. It should be, now that they've signed Andrew Kopp and all these veteran players that they've brought in. David Perron, who's been a really good player for St. Louis, and Verano's back. But I think the really good part is what's happening with some of the younger players starting to make a trek to the NHL.
Pat, I'm going to ask a kind of a silly question because I'm from the outside looking in when it comes to hockey. But so we talk about Soderblom and how tall he is. What why don't we see more players like him that are that big in the NHL? Because I believe, I mean, like, you got Chara, who's now retired. He was the big one on skates. But why is that, Pat?
Because Tyler Meyer, usually they're defensemen.
Okay.
As well. I'll say because of mobility.
Okay.
When you think about it, how many really tall golfers do you see?
You know what? It's surprising. I was surprised the first time I went. You don't see too many. And when you do, it's like 6'3". So it's not like overly huge.
Right. And there are certain sports where height is not necessarily an advantage. And if you get, it's not ideally the 6'4", 6'5" guys. And Simon Edmondson's tall like that at 6'6". We've got another defenseman, Ante Tomizo, who was on that Denver team last year that won the national championship. He has gone back to Finland to play in the pro league, and he's playing pretty well there. He's another big defenseman, like 6'5". But when you start getting up to 6'8", I think there's a mobility issue that comes into play.
Okay.
Yeah, and you may see it perhaps with Soderblom, you know, here. Now, the thing that impressed everybody last year was his hands, his coordination. You saw the goal that has been shown over and over again in the preseason, you know, where he did the backhand after a couple fancy moves to score. And so it looks like he has no trouble keeping pace, all those things, but you know, here's fair warning. I mean, this is the regular season now. This is when the forecheck is very fierce. It's where anytime there's some kind of crack in the armor, the other team knows about it, and they'll put a lot of pressure on him. We'll have to see whether he's able to keep up pace in real time now.
I know in past episodes when talking about the Red Wings, we've talked about lack thereof. Is it centerman?
Yes.
How are they looking this year in regards to that?
Well, Rasmussen stayed at center. He's going to center the third line or that big line. And Valeno is going to center the fourth line. So they have their two center prospects, both who have had – there's been some talk about them being wingers. At times they played wing, being the centers on those lines. And they added – depth up the middle by getting Andrew Kopp, who played at the University of Michigan from Ann Arbor, and he's a real good two-way player. The other surprise in this is that Pugh Suter, who was their second-line center last year, was kept out of the lineup for the first two games for two of their younger centers. Cross Hannes, who we talked about quite a bit last year on this podcast when we did it about the Red Wings, we had a real good year in the Western Hockey League for Portland. He's on Grand Rapids' team. They signed him to a pro contract, but it's my understanding they're using him as a winger. So they still need centers, but two of the centers that were drafted, both in the first round by the Ken Holland regime, are getting an opportunity here to prove that they belong in the NHL full-time by centering the Red Wings' third and fourth line, at least opening night against Montreal.
Where should the Red Wing fans' expectations be this year with the young talent that's out there? And when I mention expectations, I mean like just about like winning and competing for a playoff spot. Like after the offseason and bringing in these younger guys and putting them out there on the opening night roster, do you expect them to compete for a playoff spot?
Yeah, I do expect them to. Look, they're better. Okay. There's no question. I mean, Perron is a veteran guy. But he's still got the tread out left on the tires. Husso, the goalie, the guy, Ville Husso, played very well for St. Louis last year. So we'll have to see. He wasn't so good in the preseason. But Novakovic should be a year older. He had a lot of experience last year. Faced a lot of shots there, Evan. And so their goaltending should be a little better. Sider's a year older, stronger, better. All those things. So there should be a better team. The problem is everybody in their division's good or conference is good.
Right.
Ottawa's a much improved team. They have Josh Norris, who went to the University of Michigan from Oxford, very much like Dylan Larkin, maybe even better, truthfully. So they have him. They got him in a trade with San Jose when the Carlson trade. Which was at the time, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, Josh Norris, 19th overall pick thrown in there. Oh, he's a really good player. So they've gotten better, and they got the Brinkett now, and Buffalo's getting better because they've drafted low, and they're getting better. So everybody's kind of getting better, and at the same time, nobody seems to be getting worse. I was thinking, Boston may take a step down, and then I'm watching the first game of the year. They're playing Washington. Bergeron scores, Pasternak scores, and they beat the Caps. The Caps got Darcy Kuemper to play goal for him, who won it with Colorado last year. So they went out and they did that, and they still got, a lot of talent, even though people think it may be fading at times. You look at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh added to their roster. They still have a really good team. And on top of it, teams like Carolina, Toronto, the Rangers, who look really, really good. You just go down the list. Columbus has got Johnny Hockey now, Johnny mm-hmm. Gaudreau. So I see the Red Wings as better, but I see all these other teams in their conference. And Tampa's still there. Florida's still there. Where are the Red Wings going to fit in to get into that spot? So I'm not expecting to make the playoffs this year, but I'm expecting to get 10, 15 more points than they got last year and kind of be knocking on the door, maybe having a more legitimate shot. Last year in the middle of the year, they were about 500 but had a lot of games at hand to Boston and Pittsburgh, and eventually they just collapsed at the end defensively. But this year I expect them to sustain it, but I'm not expecting them to make the playoffs. If they do, that would really be a pleasant surprise.
Since we're on the topic of improvement, now, I mean, Lucas Raymond played really well last year, and Mo Sider was the rookie of the year. But what improvements do you want to see out of those two players this year from year one to year two?
Well, I think with Sider, he was so good last year that it just stayed the course.
Okay.
I can tell you this, nobody's going to be finishing checks on him. And every time somebody finishes a check on him, they get face planted into the ice. He's a terrific player, but it's staying healthy, maintaining it throughout the whole year. And now that he's got a better partner for him in Sherratt, who has to stay healthy. I mean, he's an older player. One of the things when you get an older player like that, but sometimes they have trouble staying healthy. So, but it looks like a good combination for him. And I think a key player for them, he's still relatively young. The player I thought Yzerman might trade is Philippe Hronek. Last year he took a step back, and so that second pairing is going to be important. And Raymond, it's just a matter of staying the course. He's pretty solid for a smaller player, and he can take the hits and everything. He showed that last year. But as he gets a little bit stronger and a little bit better, yeah, it's going to do well. And they'll be able to maintain, I think, that top line together. Last year, there was a necessity to drop Bertuzzi down to the second line sometimes because it was so unproductive. But I think you'll see the Larkin, Bertuzzi, and Raymond line to be able to stay together the whole time. And it's important. And it's also important, when it comes down to production for those two, I talk about Sider and Raymond, to get a lot more power play time. Not to be in the box, but to actually be on the power play. And if that all happens, their production will go up. I'm expecting both of them, to add about 10 points to what they did last year.
Okay. Early in the episode, you mentioned Zadina and how he's, I don't know if you term it a healthy scratch going into this game. I'm going to ask a silly...
healthy scratch.
I'm going to ask a silly question that, the Hockeynista is probably going to roll their eyes at. But why wouldn't you put that kid on Grand Rapids and let him play right now instead of sitting the bench?
He's in the last year of his deal. They signed him to a pro deal. I'm not sure it's a two-way deal.
Okay, so that's something that can't happen.
Yeah, and the players that were drafted by Ken Holland, and he's the most notable because he was taken so early and got that. But it's Rasmussen, Valeno, Gustav Lindstrom, who's going to be playing on the last defense pairing. That particular group of players, this is their year to show whether they can do it or not. Yzerman did sign Zadina. I was a little bit surprised at that. And what the problem is that he just hasn't been that explosive scorer. I know you're reading things, Evan, about like off the puck play, and he doesn't do that as well, and he's an offensive talent and who hasn't adjusted to everything that he needs to do that way. But the reality of it is, if you're an offensive talent and you actually put the puck in the net, those other things often get overlooked.
Okay.
He just simply hasn't been that force. He struggles to get the space that he needs to score goals, which is why he was drafted sixth overall. He wasn't drafted sixth overall to be a forechecker. He wasn't drafted sixth overall to play on the penalty-killing unit. He was drafted sixth overall to be a sniper. And quite frankly, other than the rash of goals that he had a couple years ago from the right circle, which is his money spot, he hasn't really done that.
Now, I know this is about the future and prospects and everything like that, so I guess this kind of ties in, but their new coach and Derek Lalonde, what do you expect to see out of him that would be different than Jeff Blashill in years past?
Well, even if Jeff Blashill remained the coach, the edict would be defense, 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 puck responsibility. And I think it's going to be interesting to see. Expect lower scoring games.
Don't you mean there aren't going to be a bunch of 10 goal games against the Red Wings this year?
What they're going to try to do is increase their puck possession. Puck possession has been the biggest problem that they've had. For all the different things that have gone wrong for them, and zone coverage and sometimes inconsistent goaltending, the biggest problem is the other team possesses the puck 53-54% of the time. Red Wings are at about 47%. It's better with their top line. When they had them out there last year, those guys, their Corsi would be up above 50. And above 50. But for the most part, they've got to get puck possession through all four of their lines. And in order to do that, they're going to be a lot more conservative with the puck. They're going to take less chances. You're going to see, them try to possess the puck more, kind of wind down the game a little bit and try to turn a good defense into some of their offense, especially with their third and fourth lines. And they need goaltending.
Okay,
Nedeljkovic and Husso, have to step up on a consistent basis. Nedeljkovic last year was either great or awful.
Mm-hmm.
There didn't seem to be any in between there. So, and Greiss was the same way, who played a goal last year for them. He moved on from him. He had a couple fantastic games with the Red Wings, put together a couple streaks, but man, when he was bad, he was really bad. So they need the combination of all those different things and to think a lot more. I guess smarter hockey, play smarter hockey, better hockey, and not just get so loosey-goosey like they got the second part of last year. And then it just seemed like everything collapsed on them. There's so much explosiveness, scoring's up in the league now, especially in their conference. When they play a team like Toronto, and we saw it last year, how quickly they can get embarrassed.
Right.
I can't explain that Arizona game where they gave up 9 goals, but Pittsburgh got 11 on them. The worm can turn very quickly, and then that it becomes habit. So, and they're going to need their players to just be better on in every way when it comes down to everything from the forecheck to getting the puck out of their own end, and maybe like the old Imadas and Hags and some of those defensemen will help them better in that regard. Than last year when they had a lot of defensemen that were, quite frankly, overwhelmed, especially after a couple of injuries. That's why I mentioned that Philippe Hronek is very important for them. People forget about him, but he's an immensely talented player who didn't have a good year last year when he was expected to step up. And they need him to play good hockey.
You mentioned goaltenders, and this is one young guy that I know, and he might be further away than what I think, but Sebastian Kosa, how far away is he from being with the big team?
Well, he was surprisingly good in the preseason, Evan, and they put him at Grand Rapids, and I don't know who's going to play goal for them tonight. I haven't checked on that, but they got Bradstrom, and I'm expecting him probably to play, and they'll bring in Kosa relatively they'll break him in easy. They got 4 goalies there right now. So he played well. I thought he took a step back last year.
Okay.
But part of it was because he played it for Edmonton in the Western League, right? And the division that he was in the year before was weak. They didn't have a good teams. Last year they had good teams. And he got exposed a little bit, especially by Winnipeg that had a couple players that were taken early in the draft. And but they still ended up winning the series. And when they got into the major junior levels in the international stage, he was the backup guy. So he was, you know, taken where he was taken, 15th overall in the draft, as athletic as he is, you expect that. And there were some side-to-side move. I'm not a goaltending expert, but there were some side-to-side movement things that were obvious. And where his positioning was in the goal, whether he was too far back or too far up, he kind of struggles with that. But that wasn't as apparent in the preseason games that I saw. And they did put him at Grand Rapids. We'll have to see. He may not be as far away as it appeared going into training camp. But again, the AHL is a tough league. They're a good team. They've got pretty good players on that team, and they got a pretty good defense core. You know, Edmondson's on there. Sabrango, who was taken early in the draft a couple years ago, is a good player and has gotten his third. This is his third year there. They've got Berggren. They've got Vero, who was an early draft pick. Has come over from Finland now. Is playing his first year here. So there's a lot of talent on that team compared to last year. So I'm expecting Grand Rapids to be a lot better. And I think one of the more interesting stories there is going to be Kosa and how much he plays. But to answer your question, I know that was a little bit long-winded. We'll see. This is going to be a good test for him when he gets in there. Grand Rapids, is for me, and what I do, is going to be as much fun to watch as the Red Wings.
I know you love it. I know.
Yeah,
I know,
but last year was kind of boring, you know, because they were, you know, they had Berger in there, and you know, Sabrango was playing, and a couple other prospects. They got a lot of prospects there now, and that's the good part from like what we're talking about.
Sure.
And like I said, you know, those kids doing so well at Rugla, you know, to start the year. Casper could be somebody that plays for him as soon as next year. I mean, he looks good. He looked good in that game, and certainly a Wallander is somebody that is a big defenseman who's got a chance. So there's some good stuff going on.
Cool. I mean, I'm excited from the outside looking in. Like I said, I don't watch every single game, but I see everything that happens. And you know, they got the right guy there in the GM. Is there anybody that we didn't cover or anybody that you would like to mention?
The one thing I would say is the kids at Denver. Tomizo is now playing in Finland. But Mazur's off to a fast start. Their first two games, he had 4 points. And Byam's playing there and they're on their top defense pair. And Denver's a favorite to win the national championship again with a couple Red Wing prospects. So that's going to be something to watch. And then we'll keep our eyes on the draft picks that they had this year, like Dylan James and some others, as the season goes on. We'll follow the Red Wings very closely. We'll do a Pistons podcast here on Bustin' Ball soon. So, but yeah, it's going to be a really, really interesting year for the Red Wings. For the hockey geeks, whether they make the playoffs or not, and you know they get everybody else back with the flying flags on the hoods of the cars or whatever. I don't know, you know, at the big level, but Red Wings are definitely making significant progress. So, but hey, don't forget to download us on the Odyssey.com, Bustin' Balls podcast. Don't forget to go to the iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe and download. And you can check us out on Twitter, Pat Caputo 98 on Twitter, the King of the KC on Twitter. We post it on the Twitter accounts and the 97.1 The Ticket Twitter accounts and, of course, our Facebook accounts and all that. And we appreciate you listening. Evan, as always, we'll talk to you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.